Hi, it's your girl Chinalo, and I'm happy to have you back to my podcast. Before I continue dig into what I'll be discussing today, I want to wish you a happy new year, and I'm glad that we made it to 2024. If you recall, in my last episode, I tried explaining and introducing what anxiety disorders are. Today, I would like to go in deeper into generalized anxiety disorders and what we can do to manage it. Before then, I would like to ask how you're going, and also to let you know that there is no problem or issues that defy solution. We just need to keep trying until we get there. So one of the central features of generalized anxiety disorder, or maybe before I go into the central feature, I would like to explain what generalized anxiety is about. Or maybe I'll refer you back to my episode on anxiety disorders. Maybe that would give you a bit of insight on what generalized anxiety disorder. But I'm going to explain it briefly. It's a disorder that affects our functioning because of the frequent thoughts that we have, anxiety when it's becoming excess, when it's intrusive, when it's uncontrollable, when we have thoughts that is chronic and persistent over a long period of time. And then we can say that's a disorder. And also remember, I shared with you as well that if you have some concerns, you should seek professional advice and help to help you make sense if what I'm feeling is anxiety or disorder or not. So one of the key features and central feature of generalized anxiety disorder is worrying, chronic worrying. You find yourself worrying yourself over and over again with, feeling helpless as to what to do, especially when you're worried about future events. You start thinking, having thoughts about something negative happening to you in your future, when you have little or no evidence to prove that something is going to happen. And that's when we have worrying. Everyone at some point in time in their lives experience worrying, and sometimes it's mixed with anxiety and fear when that happens. And like I mentioned in the last episode, that it's normal for people to do that. But worrying also is normal, because these are thoughts that we have to ourselves, that we think to ourselves. But what makes it a feature in the generalized anxiety is that these thoughts basically are fears about something bad happening in the future. And mostly they are uncontrollable. So one of the ways to detect it is if this worrying, if it is excessive, it's too much according to you. When it feels uncontrollable, like you can't stop the thoughts from running your mind rent free. When it's intrusive, maybe you're trying to concentrate and you find it difficult to get by your day without being interrupted. And then when it's persistent and when it's distressful, all these are like problematic worrying. And sometimes, because this happens to us, it could come as a habit or as a way to solve life problems. So I would say not to beat yourself up, because at some point in time in our lives we've had times where we worry ourselves. Sometimes we may have genuine reasons for doing that, so don't get me wrong, but what makes it a disorder is when it's not leading you to a solution and you're finding it really hard to cope. So what are the causes of this worrying? I mean, why do we worry? One, we are all creatures designed to worry ourselves. Like, we have thoughts. As long as thoughts crosses your mind, it's natural for you to worry. Sometimes also, if there is a genetic indication, so for example, if a family member has some sort of like a mood disorder or has anxiety, either in their personality or in their temperament, that could, you know, signify the reason why you might develop it, if you have the tendency as well. Secondly, psychological factors. Now, these are factors that we face in our lifetime, or day-to-day stressors of life, traumatic experience, uncontrollable life events. Example of stressful life events could be changing from one location to another without assurance of something happening. Traumatic could be losing loved ones, being involved in an accident or a near-death experience, being attacked, being a victim of, you know, domestic violence or war, unrest, civil unrest, uncontrollable life events like in storm, hurricane, volcano eruption, you know, all those physical flooding and the rest, life events when they occur, you know, because they are unpredictable, they raise some sort of fear, and in the process we start thinking about them, we start getting worried, and that may also, you know, trigger the disorder. Sometimes our lifestyle, you know, our lifestyle choices, the type of people and pressure that we put on ourselves, either perceived or actual pressure, you know, all those things also contribute to why some people develop generalized anxiety. Sometimes, you know, it could be learned. So maybe you find yourself in a difficult situation and you learn to worry about the situation, and somehow you stumble onto solution and things got better. So you learn from that, so, oh okay, I need to actually think about this thing, and then I get better, you know, things get better, I'm able to solve my problems, or I'm able to avoid having to be afraid by worrying myself, you know. All these things are things that contribute to why people develop generalized anxiety. So I can't particularly say this is one main reason why people develop it, but these are things that over time research has shown to be one of the reasons why people develop problematic worrying. I hope you're able to learn one or two things. Please, I want you to, would like to hear from you what your thoughts are of situations where you found yourself worrying and how you were able to get out of it. Thank you for listening. Welcome back again. Recall the last time I discussed, you know, what generalized anxiety is, why people, you know, what is the central feature, which is worrying. We also talk about causes, why people develop generalized anxiety. Today I would like to talk about what maintains it, you know, what triggers worrying, why why do people, you know, find themselves stuck in that circle of worries? So recall I mentioned in the last episode, if you did not catch up on that, that worrying or problematic worrying is, you know, when you have repetitive negative thoughts about something happening in the future that you have no control over, and it becomes repetitive. You start having questions like, what if something bad happens? What if I fail my exams? What if I'm not going to get a job? What if I can't provide for my family? You know, what happens, what will happen to my health? You know, what if I die? What if something bad happens? So many questions, and you find ourselves, you know, yourself in that loop over and over. You know, the thoughts keeps going over and over without control. That's when I shared that's problematic worrying. Normal worrying, like I mentioned, that it's normal for us to go through worry, involves when one, it is short-lived, and secondly leads to solution. For a very good example of normal worrying is when you think about what to eat, the first thing that will go to your mind is, when you're hungry, is, oh, what will I eat? And then the next thing is where you think about what sort of food, and then you go ahead to make preparation for that, and that ends the cycle of that thought. Now, if it's problematic worry, what happens is it moves from oh, what am I going to eat, to, even if you found a solution, to what you want to eat, the next thing that could come up would be, what if you get sick from the food? What if you don't get the money for it, to get that particular food? What if the food affects your health? What if you get burns? What if you burn the house, burn down your house? What if you get arrested? What if, you know, something bad happens to you in the way of getting the food? And then you just notice that the thoughts spiral out of control, and you can't really pinpoint the starting point or the end of it. You see? So that's the difference between normal worrying and problematic worrying. Now, if this is the center of your life and you've been experiencing this for at least a month, you need to seek professional help, because if you continue to do this, it may affect your well-being and your functionality. And this year, one of the things to resolve in your mind is to look after yourself. Your mental health is inclusive, so it's important for you to do something about it. So what triggers this then? Sometimes, you know, what you see, what you hear, where you find yourself, what type of friends, you know, are they the people that are looking out for your well-being? Are these people, you know, situation, environment where you thrive, and they are, you know, celebrating you to put in your best? Now, I'm not saying you should celebrate mediocrity, especially if there's a comment about your performance on your job or something like that. But what I'm saying is, your environment matters a lot. What you feed yourself, you know, your social media. And if you feel you're being triggered by certain, you know, news, you can select features. Thankfully, there are new features on social media platforms where you can restrict certain posts or certain trends from coming up on your phone algorithm. So you have control over some of these things. If you can, please, it will be like a good start. I'm not saying you should stay away from social media altogether, but sometimes if taking a pause, you know, would help you to reevaluate and be able to, you know, gain yourself your mental health, why not? So it's important to be certain and to be conscious, I mean, of what you feed your mind with. What do you feed your mind to? So some of the things that maintains this worrying thing ongoing is one, unhelpful belief. So, you know, when you have unhelpful belief system, like you believe that worrying will solve your problem, you believe that it motivates you, you know, it helps you to understand your problem. Now, I know some, you know, some people will say, oh, I'm able to solve my problems with worrying and all that. Yes, it's good. But remember, the features that I mentioned, that if it's become a lifestyle, at some point in time, it might become problematic and you may start having some of these issues, especially when you get stuck. Because the truth is, life, what life throws at us sometimes does not require one size fit all type of solution. Some people have a negative belief that when I worry myself, it's dangerous to my well-being, you know, oh, I'm going to die, something negative is going to happen. But in reality, what you're doing is you're actually pushing and paying attention to this thought. And the more you're doing the pull and push, the more attention you're paying to this, the more the worrying grows and the problems does not get solved. Unhelpful attention has also been found to be one of those things that maintains worry. Unhelpful strategies, when you're trying to suppress your thoughts, when you're trying to you know, distract yourself frantically, your behavior could mean like excessively seeking reassurance, you know, you're excessively seeking information, like checking the internet for your symptoms. Sometimes could be unhelpful. Smoking, drinking, eating to dull how you feel are also unhelpful behavioral strategies that people engage in. And sometimes I hear people say, oh, I'm trying not to think about it. What you're actually doing is you're paying more attention to it. So each time you try, you know, to suppress these thoughts, what happens is that you're pulling your paying attention. So what you need to do is the opposite of it. I'm going to, in another episode, I'm going to share some of the things you can do to help with this problem worries. So when you find yourself in this situation and everything that you've done has not helped, you need, like I mentioned, to see a professional. We have psychologists or clinical psychologists that can help. Psychiatrists are there. Psychiatric nurses, they're also, you know, in a good position to support you and assist with whatever issues, or people who are trained to help. Counselors can also help you, you know, deal with some of the reasons or issues that triggers anxiety. I believe there's a solution. I believe that you can get help, and help awaits you if you reach out. I would like to hear your thoughts, your experience, and some of the things that you find helpful, that you found to be helpful in managing your anxiety.